You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Is it hump day?
Yeah, it is. Wednesday.
I got to start my morning at 5:40 this morning for reasons that were out of my control.
That is too early. What happened, Sandy, your truck?
And
what
as happened? I had to fly out of my house in my half-asleep stupor because I woke up to the phone call that pulled me out of my house, for whatever reason, thought it was Thursday and quickly rushed to grab the trash in my house and take the trash and recycle bins to the
curb.
Oh,
we've all done that. Run, fall out.
And then it dawned on me, oh, it's Wednesday.
Yeah, just what was it? Technical internet issues. That's all.
Yeah, you know, it's connection stuff.
Have you guys ever, it's usually when you hear the air brakes, you hear that of the trash truck like four houses down and you're still sleeping.
Oh, yeah.
It's like the ice cream truck, but
worse. There's no joy in this.
Yeah, and but the ice cream truck goes really fast now.
Then you know you're like half dressed, you're half asleep, and you have basically four houses down to get the thing rolled to the curb.
And that's if you've already gotten it all collected. And then, yes, Dana, as I was headed back home from my 5:40 wake-up call, my truck exploded.
Did you hear it when it happened or feel it?
It lagged a little bit, and I hit the gas to get through the lag. I was on the highway, and it said nope.
So I
blew out the water pump. The mechanic, Kip Saylor, fantastic guy, got me in right away. Thank you. He called me and was like, yeah, it's the water pump. That's the same stretch of highway that I blew the water pump on my old truck.
Maybe you should not traverse that stretch of highway.
I'm just going to avoid 69 and 119 forever.
If you're listening on the podcast or during the bonus hour, we are saying this information to you at 3:08 p.m. on June 10th. We are under a tornado watch for most of our, probably all of our listening area. The crawl is so long that if we had to read every single county, we would be here another hour reading every single county.
Yeah, it's a very long swath.
A gigantic swath of everyone listening. You are under a tornado watch.
So you know who's excited about this?
Who?
All of our visitors from Europe.
Oh, yeah.
Just south of Olathe, all the way up to the Iowa border, and then a diagonal line down through central Kansas, including Topeka. Yeah. It's everywhere.
It's a big.
Yeah, our Algerian visitors, the Algeria team got in.
They got here.
And what about 4 hours after they got here, Dan, we had a tornado warning? Yep. That was cool. Sure they loved that.
But would their phones even go off with that? I don't even know that they, and you know they're suspending the weekly tests that they do. A lot of the cities are suspending those tests
because
there's so many people that are in from out of town, and it sounds like a bomb fallout siren.
The problem is that here we know what the sirens are for, but in a lot of other parts of the world,
supposed to duck and cover?
When you hear a siren like that, it means you're about to go kablooey.
Welcome to Kansas City. Try the barbecue and duck and cover.
Yeah.
All right.
But be weather aware, folks.
Be weather aware. Did you hear this? There's a new sunscreen ingredient for the first time in a very, very, very long time that has won FDA approval after many years of delay. I've seen this topic all over social. I will pass it on to you. We're not looking to make this a topic per se. The FDA has approved the first new sunscreen ingredient in the United States market in more than 25 years. The decision announced this week will give you access to a skin-protecting chemical long used by our European counterparts and in other parts of the world. Bimotrazinol is sort of what it looks like, is how you might say that.
Bimotrazinol?
Sure. Met the FDA standards for protecting from dangerous ultraviolet rays while causing little irritation or absorption into the skin. The ingredients are safe for adults and children 6 months and older, according to a release.
Sorry, I'm just going to be the super granola health nut guy for a second.
Uh-huh.
We don't need new chemical sunscreen ingredients. We have all of the natural sunscreen ingredients that we need. Just put the stuff on that leaves a white color on your skin, and believe it or not, you'll be protected.
You know what?
You'll look kind of silly, but you won't get skin cancer.
I have so many friends, you guys, starting at age like 45, 50 and older, that are now wearing long sleeves outside. They just don't go outside. And I'm not there yet. I cannot imagine doing that. Pants. And you can get those sleeves. You know what I'm talking about? They're literally tubes that you put your arms through that protect your arms from the skin.
I have
you know,
fr-
skin from the sun.
I have friends that wear the traditional two-piece bikini bathing suit, female friends, who wear those sleeves over their shoulders and arms.
And as we learn, it's not just about when you go to the pool or go to the beach that you have to put on your sunscreen and be careful of all that. It's just walking around.
Yeah.
It will, your arms.
I'm bad.
Your bare arms,
I'm
your
bad.
Face.
I'm bad.
Top of your head if you don't have as much hair up there anymore.
Dan, talking to you.
Uh-huh.
Speaking of weather.
Bad about it.
We will have Brian Busby break it down for us at
3:30. 3:30. Okay, good. Good, good, good.
By the way, one more thing that we forgot to mention in the 2 o'clock hour.
Please.
Going on right now, the Cody and Gold garage sale.
Until 7 o'clock tonight, you guys. Go to 965thefan.com.
Yeah.
965thefan.com. The Cody and Gold garage sale. There are some amazing items. Scott donated a guitar pick from Prince.
Yeah.
As in, like the real Prince.
Right.
There are all kinds of experiences. There's signed sports and athletic gear, and all of the proceeds go to benefit the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum. They're a little bit short of where they were this time 2 years ago. Remember, the lawyers came in last year, and lawyers don't like to have any fun, so they shut it down. It's now back, so it's their sixth year, but fifth annual, if that makes sense.
Let's get those phones ringing,
people. Let's get those phones ringing. You can bid until 7 p.m. tonight, 965thefan.com.
Amazing packages like a guided tour of the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum by Bob Kendrick.
You can't even
buy that. So that's a great option. And if you're familiar with Carrington Harrison from The Drive, he said that if his painting, there's a painting of Carrington Harrison up for bid, if it reaches a certain value, he'll even sign it.
Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm. Oh, and Dana, what about you? Aren't you doing like a golf thing?
We said we would come up with something to do. Mm. And now, unfortunately, the clock is ticking. We were going to do like a coffee, and then we just couldn't get it organized. Mm. You do not need coffee with Dana to go support the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
Right.
They got like 36 different items and experiences at 965thefan.com.
Next year, we're going to talk Scott into it. We're doing Watch the Wheel with Scott Parks.
I think that would be hilarious.
Go sit on the couch.
All you listeners 65 and older, bring your tapioca pudding. You and Scott and I'll sit around and watch the wheel.
Oh, it'll be an experience for
Ryan and
folks.
Vanna.
No. Tapioca provided.
Tapioca. Hey, did you see, by the way, two nights ago, a Leawood, Kansas woman won the whole thing?
No way.
We were flipping around. You know I'm a wheel watcher. And they were like, and so-and-so from Leawood, Kansas. And I was like, oh my gosh, now we have to watch this. She won. She went to the bonus round. She won the bonus round, won the Jeep. She won a Jeep in the bonus round.
Hey-o.
From Leawood. Made me so happy.
Now she only owes $50,000
in
taxes.
Right? But she won some cash too, so that's good. When we get back, before we do the weather check with Brian Busby, I want to talk about a woman in Overland Park who needs a kidney. Serious stuff. Her name is Amanda Schmidt, and she can't find a donor, like so many people that are on the list. I've got a family member on the list in dire need of a kidney, cannot find a donor, and she can't find one. So she says, I was playing around with an AI website, and it made me a decal. And I thought, that's really cute. So I had them made, and I slapped it on the back of my car. And then a whole lot of other people she knows started putting them on the backs of their cars. And the decal is very simple. It says, I need a kidney. When we get back, we're going to talk about that. If more people would donate, we wouldn't have this problem. But that's too big of a problem to tackle today. We're going to try to help Amanda out. She is also a pretty rare blood type, has polycystic kidney disease, needs a kidney, and has come up with this creative way to try and find her match. And there are so many others out there just like her. 913-586-7798. You can text in questions. We're going to chat with the good folks over at the Midwest Transplant Network straight ahead. Stick with us for that. You're listening to Dana and Parks.
On your drive, your walk, you will see cars. And Amanda Schmidt hopes these.
It's right about there?
Yeah.
Will also be can't miss.
Up top?
For Amanda, it's the difference between life and death.
Polycystic kidney disease, or PKD for short, has been running in my family for at least 5 generations. I need a kidney. We're looking for a living donor.
The decal, and it's big, in the back window says, I need a kidney, and one with a rare blood type, O positive or O negative. And you heard she has polycystic kidney disease. One of her kidneys weighs around 8 pounds. If you've never heard of polycystic kidney disease, wow, look it up. A kidney could grow the size, I think it was like a football, the last time I did a story on this. And the U.S. organ shortage is a critical healthcare crisis. It has been for years, with more than 100,000 Americans on the waiting list and approximately 16 people dying every day while waiting. So how can you help, Amanda and others? Let's get to Nez Salvala and Dr. Christina Bishop, the chief of lab services at the Midwest Transplant Network. Ladies, thank you both so much for joining us.
Hi, thank you for having us.
So we know that there's a shortage. We have more people that need this resource than who are either educated or willing to give that resource. Why is it that kidneys are the number one demand and it's so hard for people to find a match?
Well, for kidneys, the access to getting a kidney transplant is actually government sponsored. It's actually one of the organs that is covered and reimbursable through Medicare or Medicaid.
Oh, wow.
So a lot of the other organs that you may try to get access to really are private insurer pay. So that limits the amount of folks who are going to be able to get access to that. So we find that we have more people on the wait list for kidneys simply because they also have the financial accesses. But kidney disease is actually one of those things that we are really in tune with, and there's lots of great community organizations that get out there early to detect the disease to help people get the care they need sooner.
One of the things that I read today that was shocking and saddening was that we had like 49,000 total organ transplants recently in the U.S., but that the United States saw a slight dip in that, reversing a decade-long upward trend. Are you seeing that fewer people are donating? And if so, why? Do we need to be doing a better job with education?
Hi, Dana. This is Nez. So, yes, there were about 49,000 transplants that happened in 2025, and that's all very positive. About 90% of people in the country believe in donation, but about 60% are actually registered. Mm. And that's a personal decision for someone to make. Sometimes when someone is on the waiting list and they get the call that there's a transplant, an organ waiting for them, it might turn out that that's not exactly the right match for them and they get declined. So that could be a reason why there are still, I mean, that's one of many reasons why people are still waiting. But overall, people are adding themselves to the donor registry because they want to help if they are able to when they pass away. But when it comes to living donation, like you mentioned earlier, altruistic donation, that's just a little bit different than when someone is a deceased donor. So there's a lot of work that goes into testing to match a person with someone that they don't know or be part of a paired kidney exchange to help someone.
And explain the paired kidney exchange. I've heard about this before.
I'm going to let Dr. B speak on paired kidney exchange because she's more of an expert.
Thank you. So there's different ways you can be a living donor. You can do a kidney. You can actually donate part of your liver. There's different things out there. But kidney exchange is something that we've had for a while. So you can not only donate directly to someone you know, you can also donate to someone you don't know. So there's two different types of donation there. The kidney exchange system supports both of those. So anybody who's a living donor can be part of a kidney exchange system. And how that works is, should someone need a kidney, if they have another person who wants to be their donor, but for some reason is medically not a good match for them, they can go into this paired exchange system. Now, opportunities arise for another pair. Say, for example, another situation, same situation for another patient and their donor. Perhaps those two could, in essence,
donors could swap and donate to the other person.
I've heard about this. I love this, doctor. So that if I want to give a kidney to my friend, but I'm not a match, I could be a match for someone else. So I
Correct.
Give my kidney to that person, and someone maybe in their neck of the woods then turns around and donates to my friend.
Absolutely. And one of the great things about these ideas of non-directed donation or these altruistic donations is that those people can actually donate into these exchange programs and kick off a chain, an entire string of transplants, like a domino effect of amazing life-saving gifts.
So let me ask you this. Amanda in Overland Park is a O positive or O negative, which is more rare. Does it mean if you are O positive or O negative, you can automatically donate, or is it a lot more complicated than that?
It is a lot more complicated than blood groups, yeah. So the blood grouping is just one factor. In order to be a living donor, you really need to go through some testing at a local transplant program, find one and say, hey, I'm interested in being a donor and helping somebody. They'll get you set up. They'll do some blood work. They'll do some scans. Do some different evaluations to kind of make sure you're medically clear, because they want to make sure you're taken care of just as much as that recipient.
Yeah.
And so once you go through those processes, then they try to figure out how to get you best match either for that person that you would like to donate to or donate to anyone you can possibly help.
And ladies, what is the wait list in the Midwest or specifically in the Kansas City area?
Okay, so across Kansas and Missouri, there are more than 2,500 people who are on the waiting list. And so for context, let's say you are at a concert at the Midland downtown,
yep,
which has about 3,000 seats. 2,500 plus people could fill the Midland and have a few seats left over. So that's how many people in Kansas and Missouri who are on the waiting list for all organs, but the majority of them are waiting for kidneys. Now, nationally, you said earlier it was more than 100,000, and that's right. And some calculations, it's more than 108,000. So you could fit all of those people into Kansas City Stadium, since it's soccer season. And part of those people will also fit over in Kauffman.
And I want to remind our listeners, ladies, that it's not just you sign the back of your driver's license. That's important. Go to the websites, which I'm going to give, register, and then tell a family member. That is so important.
Absolutely. It's important to tell the ones that you love, your family, your friends, that that was your decision to be a registered organ donor. You don't necessarily have to be on the donor registry locally. You can join the national registry. Or you can include that in an advance directive or a will. But when you make the decision, make sure you tell someone that you love, someone who's going to be around, so that they don't have to make that decision for you when and if the time comes. Because you have to pass away in a manner that makes you eligible for donation. And my understanding, it's about 2-3% of the population when they pass away are eligible to be donors. And that's organ, eye, and tissue donors.
Nez Zavala and Dr. Christina Bishop, thank you so much for joining us and for your expertise in this arena with the Midwest Transplant Network. It's important stuff. And I want to remind everybody, it is so simple. I signed up to do this years ago. On the Kansas side, spell it all out. Go to DonateLifeKS.com. DonateLifeKS.com. In Missouri, it is all spelled out, DonateLifeMissouri.org. Can they not align those websites? DonateLifeMissouri.org or DonateLifeKS.com.
Well, I mean, DonateLifeMo kind of has a weird connotation to
it. You're right. We will post that on social because it is super important for Amanda and others out there like her. I have a relative on a waiting list on the West Coast. And I will tell you, finding a suitable organ and getting that life-saving gift to him. It has been years that he has been waiting. There is always a need out there. 913-586-7798. We're back with much more straight ahead. Rare blood type, O positive or O negative. And man, she needs it. One of her kidneys weighs 8 pounds. You heard her say it's been in her family for generations. She needs a kidney, but so do like a bajillion other people. The list is long. Please sign up to donate if you can. Let's go to Sonia in Olathe. Hi, go ahead.
Hey, how are you?
I'm good. Go ahead.
So So my husband has PKD, as did his mother and his sister. My son and my daughter both also have PKD. We don't know about the other two children yet.
Oh, wow.
But we were able to get pediatric kidneys in 2014 for my husband. Thank God for that. But it's a weird situation when you're waiting on a kidney, when you're waiting on an organ.
Yeah.
Like holidays, you know, we're like, ooh, it's a holiday weekend. You might get a kidney this weekend because, you know, obviously accidents and stuff like that happen, and you don't want to be morbid, you don't want that, but at the same time, you know, at, you're praying for someone else's demise so that you can save someone else.
I've always heard it's like someone else's worst day is your best day, and there's always conflicted feelings about that.
Very much so, especially for us when we got pediatric kidneys, we were like, oh gosh. So we got kidneys from an 18-month-old. So they ended up putting both of their 18-month-old's kidney into my husband, so he technically still has four, because they don't take out your native kidneys unless they have to.
Wow. And he's doing okay, Sonia?
He's doing great. You know, with PKD, it's the most common genetic, you know, disease, and a lot of people don't even know about it. But like with PKD, you die, the complications from it, not necessarily, you know,
yeah,
the disease itself.
Can you have PKD and not need a transplant? Or if you have that, you basically have to get a new kidney?
No, you can. I mean, there's some people who never have any, you know, complications from it. But the sooner that you know and that you take care of your body, you're better off.
Yeah.
There's things you can do to kind of help not having, you know, cysts. I mean, but like, you know, and not everyone that is eligible for a transplant, because his mother and his sister were not eligible. And his sister had, you know, a brain aneurysm, which is what, you know, her PKD caused. So that's what she unfortunately passed away from, because, you know, the brain aneurysm, as my husband also has a brain aneurysm as well, but we're, you know, watching his. But that's just the thing. You just don't know. Some people are not eligible for a transplant. So
yeah,
you just kind of have to wait.
Well, Sonia, thank you for the call and thank you for the information. Nationally, more than 90,000 Americans are on the waiting list for a kidney transplant. It does represent the vast majority of all people waiting for organ transplants. And the demand far outpaces the supply. Far outpaces the supply. I think over in Europe, is it not just, it's the opposite, where it's assumed you will donate in death. And I believe you have to sign something if you don't want to donate.
You have to opt out.
You have to opt out.
I'm not sure about that.
Where, of course, here you have to opt in. And it's crazy where 90% of people say, oh, I believe in organ donation, but only 60% of the people out there have gone on to the website. It takes a second to do, by the way,
yeah,
you guys, just to say, yes, I want to be an organ donor, and then tell someone in your family, you know, because God forbid the worst happens. You don't want to be in a position where your family's arguing over what they think you would have wanted.
By the way, Nez called back, donatelifemidwest.org.
That's easier.
Both of them.
That is easier.
Yeah.
Donatelifemidwest.org.
Yep, you got it.
Thank you. Thank you for that.
And on the weather front, by the way, we're looking to get Busby on in the next segment, but based on this update, we may not be able to get him on.
Oh.
A tornado warning has been issued for DeKalb and Davies County. That may be just north of our listening area, north of St. Joseph.
Can we pop in and listen to Neville here for just a second? Because they are now going wall to wall. Let me see. Yeah.
Here's Neville Miller.
Stability of that tornado heading to your location. So you should be in your safe place right now. If you live in Maysville, Pattonsburg, this storm is just off to your west. Winston, Altamont, you are also in line to be impacted by this storm. So let me go ahead and put a track on here, taking it towards the east at about 45 miles an hour. So here's a look at what that storm track looks like. Again, it's moving to the east at about 45 miles an hour. So heading towards Gallatin, 414, and in fact, it might even be a little sooner than that. Jamesport, that would be at about 428. So within about the next 45-ish minutes or so. As of right now, this is a radar-indicated tornado warning, meaning that we're seeing the rotation on radar. We don't have a confirmation of a tornado at this time, but certainly, and I'm going to show you the rotation here, we could have a tornado occur really at any time. So let me go ahead and switch the mode on the radar, and there you go. And if you've been watching our coverage at all this spring, we've had a lot of severe weather, you can see the green and the red side by side. So that is the area where we have that potential now, right over Maysville. So if there is a tornado in here, or a tornado is going to form, It'll be right in there. So right over Maysville.
Okay, you heard him. We're talking about Maysville. Rotation. This is south of King City. I'm looking at Gallatin. That is to the east of that.
Yeah, this would be the very far northern reaches of our listening area.
Okay.
But it's there. DeKalb, Davies until 4:15. Be weather aware, folks.
913-586-7798. Honda has recalled 880,000 vehicles over the risk of rear suspension failure.
Oh.
In English, does that just mean the back of your car falls down?
It depends. I would need some more detail.
Honda is recalling more than 800,000 of its cars because rear suspension components may fail and cause you to lose control, increasing the chances of crash or injury.
That sounds to me like the back half of the car just falls off.
Yep. Recall covers certain 2016 to 2022 Honda Pilots, 17 to 23 Ridgelines, 19 to 23 Passports, 2014 to 2020 Acura. Look this up if you drive a Honda, because it's all over the place. The recall includes cars sold in Missouri. Kansas, you are not on the list. Sold in Missouri, but that doesn't mean it wasn't resold. Those are older model cars in Kansas or Missouri. The problem centers around the rear subframe, which is corroding at suspension mounting points.
Yep, we got the old too much rust in a very important spot problem. By the way, owners that own these specific makes and models will be notified by mail on July 7th.
You'll be notified by mail if you still live in the same spot.
Yeah.
And if you registered with Honda,
yep,
if you bought that car used.
Now, thankfully, see, this is the problem I ran into with my truck. Thankfully, this is a National Highway Traffic Safety Administration recall and not a voluntary recall.
Okay, got it.
Because with my truck, it was a voluntary recall. So I bought my truck in 2019, not knowing that the frame had a recall on it because, again, it rusts in very important spots. And sure enough, the recall, because it was voluntary, expired in 2021.
Oh.
Yeah. But get her done, get it taken care of. You don't want to wait the 10, 15, my truck's now 18 years old until it starts falling apart to get it fixed. Get it fixed now.
Once again, if you're just now joining us, please be weather aware. Just download the app on your phone. It's the easiest thing to do. Download any of the weather apps because our entire listening area is under a tornado watch with DeKalb County under a tornado warning. And they are suggesting there is a radar-indicated tornado near Maysville.
Maysville,
and Gallatin this hour. So please be careful.
And if you get a moment, go to 965thefan.com for the Cody and Gold garage sale going on right now until 7 p.m. Lots of great items to bid on. All proceeds go to the Negro Leagues Baseball Museum.
965thefan. There's a QR code right there, you guys.
It's right there.
Oh, there are shirts. There are, you can come watch a live show.
Ooh.
There are concert tickets. You can join the boys at Minsky's. Here's one. Tickets to the Turnpike Troubadours.
Oh, wow.
Is on there. That is a huge show.
I'm gonna go bid on that.
Coming up in August. They've got, there's a lot of stuff on here, you guys.
You can get a giant painting of Carrington Harrison from 96.5 The Fan, yeah. And he told me in the newsroom,
sign it.
If it reaches a certain dollar value, he will sign
it. Okay, wait, it's even better than that. That is a painting of Carrington that used to hang in the newsroom.
It did.
Like for a year, it hung in the newsroom. 913-586-7798. If we can't get Busby, we will get him when we can. They are very busy right now in the middle of a tornado warning in Davies and Mercer counties. Also coming up, there is a lawsuit that says some deputies in our area evicted a man before he was supposed to be evicted. Now, I want to be clear, the man is supposed to be evicted. It was the timeline of the eviction that I have questions about. When you're told you got to get out, what does that mean? At noon? At midnight? Very interesting case, not too far from here.
We also have a very important Chiefs update breaking news that we will bring to you.
Stick with us for that. We're back right after this. We do continue monitoring some severe weather. It is not super close to the immediate metropolitan area, but it is important nonetheless to keep passing this along. There is now a tornado warning in DeKalb County for about the next 25 minutes. DeKalb County, areas like Mercer, Havana.
Davies is also included.
Davies is also on there. This is just east of Canesville, and this is pretty far north and east. There's DeKalb. I'm looking at DeKalb now, Sam. But we want to let you know it is important today to be weather aware. The rest of you are all under a tornado watch.
Until 9 p.m. tonight.
Until 9, p.m. tonight. You know,
just winds. Because what's happening right now is north of us does not mean that there is not more to come.
Yeah. Busby's now wall to wall, so we are not going to have Brian Busby on because Brian Busby is doing his job for
Busby,
Channel 9.
Can you move away from the green screen and call
do
us?
Do you mind?
Seriously,
I know,
man?
You're in the middle of tornado warning coverage.
Move away from the green screen.
I know you got some breaking news going on, but they're looking at it. So we will keep you posted as we need to, and certainly if that moves just a little bit closer to our... And I don't even know that our signal goes that far, Sam.
Not that far north,
it moves anywhere near us, we will go wall-to-wall with Operation Stormwatch. Listen to this from the New York Post. Most older Americans, I was surprised at this, are apparently better at self-care than younger generations, according to new research. What? 6 in 10 older adults and caregivers agree that older Americans take better care of themselves than younger generations. A survey of 1,000 older adults, 65 and older, and 1,000 caregivers of older adults explored what self-care looks like and its importance for older Americans. Results found that 90% of older adults feel self-care has a positive impact on their day-to-day lifestyle. That can be taking a walk, watching shows or movies that make you happy, meeting up with loved ones. Physical appearance makes a big difference too. Many people said that getting their hair cut or styled, shaving, general grooming, a skincare routine are also regular parts of self-care. They're not saying self-care doesn't matter if you're younger, but maybe it's just more important as we age.
Well, and I think it also comes down to our mental health, right? Because we can survive in chaos much easier as a young person than we can. I mean, for me, I hit that wall at about 25 when it was like, okay, I can no longer survive in chaos. It's time to find some discipline and some routine. And all of those different self-care elements are
showering,
what build
Sam.
Up that discipline and that routine.
Let's just talk about showering.
Yeah.
Once you stop showering, it's over. Like, your mental health decline, I think, is actually attached to just basic grooming. I really believe that.
You have to get up, you have to present yourself, and you have to make yourself feel like you're able to go out of the house.
Even if you don't. Even if you don't.
Well, yeah. That was a big thing. I mean, we talked about remote work yesterday and kind of the aftermath of the pandemic. And
sitting around your pajamas all day.
Right. I knew people that went full remote and still got up and did their full hair and makeup and the whole nine just so that it felt like they were going to work because that's what they needed to do to start their day.
This says never skip the grooming, even if you are staying home that day. Dress up, wear makeup if you'd like. Look your best. It will make you feel better. Now, I'm going to be honest. There's a lot of days I roll in here and I've not done my makeup, but it does make me feel better when I throw it on. It absolutely does make me feel better when I throw it on.
By the way, from the text line, we're apparently getting picked up in Maysville right now.
Maysville. All right. Be careful.
Be weather aware.
Our friends in Maysville. This is a rotation detected on radar.
They have not gotten visual confirmation of a tornado on the ground.
Just west of Gallatin is what they're saying right now. Just west of Gallatin. We can pop in there if we can pop into Brian just for a second because the green is starting to touch the red, Sam, and that always makes me nervous when you see the green on the radar touching the red.
On the metro, it's dry, hot, humid out there. We have two tornado warnings. One is a confirmed tornado warning, and that is the storm that is in Mercer County. So there actually has been a visual observation of a tornado. Again, this one is going to be right up close to the Missouri and Iowa border. So still in Mercer, still be in your safe place. As far as where that circulation is, that might just be off to your east at this point, but you still have got this cluster of thunderstorms. If you're in Unionville, which is going to be just east of this tornado warning, you should be in your safe place as well. Let's see if we can get a few more towns to pop on here. Lucerne, Terre Haute, if you live in those towns up in northern Missouri, you should be in your safe place. This is actually now in Putnam County, so that is the confirmed tornado warning. And then as we look a little bit back farther towards the south and west, we have an additional tornado warning. This is the first one that was actually issued. This storm now is moving into Pattonsburg. Now, the part of the storm that would have the tornado is not necessarily going to impact Pattonsburg, but I certainly wouldn't be surprised if you have some large hail in the Pattonsburg area. This storm is actually not too far from I-35 up in northern Missouri. So in Davies County, this is just off to your west. This storm is still moving through DeKalb County at this time, this tornado warning. It's going to at least go for another 15 minutes.
And okay.
Unless
this Neville, thank you for that. DeKalb, Mercer, get to your safe place if you can hear us. We hope you're okay, and we'll be back with much more on Dana and Parks straight ahead. We're going to talk about the bell-to-bell cell phone ban, and another district saying, oh my gosh, that sounds like such a great idea. How are we going to implement that, and who's going to pay for it?
And some record-setting Chiefs news.
Oh, I cannot wait for that, Sam.
Coming up.
Little tease. News with Dan Weinbaum straight ahead. Stick with us.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.